Welcome to Metal Waveform. Hey, and welcome again with another episode of Mel Brain Fart with me, Daro Meto, and my buddy on the hardline, bro, Thunderhead. How's it going, dude?
Hey, man, I'm doing all right.
Happy birthday.
What?
Yeah, happy birthday, man, 1 year.
Oh, yeah, I thought you were saying happy birthday to me. I was like, what the fuck? That's like 1 month away. But yeah, we're 1 year old, this podcast. It's crazy.
Yeah, we are still a small podcast, but fuck it, man. We are doing for fun most of all. So
yeah, I mean, but it is cool. We've been doing it for a whole year, and I mean, we haven't been doing it weekly for a year, but we have been. We started a year ago, and we've been going ever since. And that's basically the subject for today. After we talk about our picks of the week, we're going to get into. You know, gonna talk about the show a bit. You know how we started and how it going, and you know, the episodes that we liked and the episodes we didn't like and whatever. So that's the subject for today.
Yeah, pretty much. It's gonna be like a loose topic, like small talks and whatever.
Yeah, talking about. We're gonna do a podcast about podcasting. So
yeah, exactly.
It's meta as fuck.
Yeah, so my pick of the week is but wait a second, my pick of the week, I must speak a little bit about Club Frags Manual, because don't forget we are like official podcast now of Club Frags Manual, and I'm very glad about that.
Yeah, we are official now, I guess.
Definitely. So the last week I when now it's like Sunday when we record, and basically they have every Friday and Saturday gigs. Friday the gig was okay, it wasn't my style of the band. It was like psychedelic doom rock, something like this shit. But yesterday, Sunday, was Meryl Bellow. Fighting for a slot for to be a support band of Angrep, that's a Swedish black thrash metal band, and also Svedarna. They go and play, I think, on 28th of March, but I'm not sure. Must check. But hey, you can always check on Facebook page Kufreaksmangil. There is. Schedule for all the gigs that we are booked till May, June, I think even till July. It's almost every week update. So the band was quite good. I pretty much don't remember the name of two of the bands, because there was like four bands, four songs, but two of the bands is like Autonomen. I always butcher the name of the band, man. Anotement, I think, is better to say. I don't know.
What kind of band? I haven't heard about them, so I don't know. But
It's like Eternal Evil, this old school thrash, and they even were a pick of the week like a couple of weeks ago. They play there, and also. Some other thrash metal band that I heard for the first time, Maniac. And actually Maniac win this spot for to be a support of the gig for Svedarna and Angrep. All of the band was like under 20 years. Like all the member is like between 16 to 19, something like this.
Yeah, that seems to be a thing now with... Thrash metal seems to be coming back to the Zoomer kids for some fucking reason. That's kind of interesting.
There was two of the bands. The other two was one of the band was black metal. The other one was a sort of a rock and roll. Remind me a little bit of Chrome Division, if you know what I mean.
No, I don't know what you mean. Or were you talking to the audience? Maybe they know. I don't know.
I was asking you, but since you don't know, since you are not so familiar with the Chrome Division, you must
not
check
familiar. That. I haven't even heard about it.
Well, it's like a project of some of the guys from Dimmu Borgir, but they make like rock and roll. It's not black metal. And man, I like Chrome Division. For me, Dimmu Borgir is very boring band. I'm not a huge fan of the band. Even I can say I don't like them at all. But it was a great show. A lot of alcohol, and to be honest, the club was like full packed.
Yeah, I saw a clip from. Was that from yesterday?
Yeah, pretty much. If you saw on my profile, it was from yesterday.
Yeah, it's kind of hard for me to know whenever something was posted because I'm like never online and. Apparently, I don't have too many friends anymore on Facebook, so whenever I see something, it could be like from a week or ago or whatever. So.
Yeah, I get you. And the next week also, it's going to be fucking great, because it's going to play Slaughter Coffin, that is Blacky Trash, with the members of Van and Turbocharged, that the both of the band was pick of the week before, I think. And... Saturday, it's gonna be Wolf Cross. That is like black metal, but good black metal. It's not boring.
Familiar with Wolf Cross. They're pretty good.
Yeah, it's not boring black metal like Mayhem, for example, or like I said, Don't You Burger or whatever.
I can agree with you that Mayhem is a pretty boring run of the mill black metal band, but I don't know. Dimmu Borgir is sort of like. They were definitely better than Mayhem, I think. But but they are pretty standard. I'll give you that at least. So mainstream.
Mayhem. The only thing that I like on Mayhem is the history, basically, because it's interesting. Otherwise, it's
otherwise,
it's like what the fuck? It's so boring. They have just one song, man. And actually, it's not just one song. It's just one performance of one song. It's Freezing Moon from. Back in 2007, I think, when Maniac is on the vocals, but beside that, they don't have anything good.
Well, I think the album The Mysteries Dom Satanas is, it's pretty much the thing that they have. And, you know, I would be lying if I said that it wasn't a good album, because it is, and it's an iconic album. But, you know, speaking about the band as a whole, I don't think, you know. I mean, that's basically their one-hit wonder. But it's the album, you know, one hit album, so to speak. So, but yeah, whatever.
Yeah, almost like Medieval Steel with the album Medieval Steel, and especially with the song Medieval Steel. I think I don't know other songs from Medieval Steel.
I mean, do they have other stuff? I don't even. I'm not even sure about that. You know.
Yeah.
Well,
sure, man.
Do you have more things to shill for our club, can we go
no.
on?
No, we can go on.
All right. So you had a pick of the week. So tell us about it.
Well, it's a thrash metal band from US of A, and actually it's the band of a former vocalist from Exus, Rob Dukes. The band is called Generation Kill, with the album MK Ultra. They have a couple of guest musicians. Man, this album is so fucking great. I like very much this album. From like 2 weeks, I listened a couple of times, and especially when I hear it for the first time, I listened like three times in a row, back to back.
Oh. Well, that's a sign for it being good, then, I guess.
And the thing is, I really like Rob Dukes. Doesn't matter the people don't like his work with Texas. I think he done a really good job when Zetro was out from the band. Speaking of, he also have a podcast. Pull up with your Dukes or whatever it's called.
Yeah, I think we didn't we watch it together at one point.
I think we watched together Zetro Toxic Votes.
Okay.
Because Zetro also have a YouTube channel and podcast. But do the same.
I can't keep that shit apart. It's all the same to me. All those metal podcasts. Nah, not really. But I mean, I don't know. I really don't listen to metal podcasts that much. When it comes to like metal history or whatever, when you know, I'm more into like the thing Ruthless Metal and Metal School does. Really, I'm not.
For me, the best work that put is Zetro, because man, he's in this scene from 82, 83, something like this, when he was the Legacy before changed to Exus and Legacy became Testament. So when he speak, he was there and he know all of his guests very well. So it's not like interview, it's more like conversation like we do between me and you, man.
Ah, okay. Well, I mean, well, then there's absolutely no point for me to listen to that, because I think, you know, since I'm doing a bullshit metal podcast, why should I listen to a bullshit metal podcast? It's sort of like, you know,
because the thing is, our is a bullshit podcast. There is like a sort of historic metal, because they speak about all that times, how it became, how it goes and whatever. But I think it's enough for my pick of the week and the attention that we go with a podcast and whatever. Yeah.
Cool. You're done?
Yeah, man.
All right, okay, cool. So my pick of the week, it's something I actually discovered pretty recently, this Friday, as a matter of fact. And it's the Greek band called White Tower with their self-titled first album that came out. It actually came out the very same day I found it, on February 18th. And it's really fucking good. It was my one of my buddies, the Cardinal. He actually sent me a link to this album on Friday and said, "Dude, this sounds just like Udo." And I was like, okay.
I was thinking, since you say the name of the band, I was like, it sounds like power metal.
Well, it sounds like, here was the thing, when I started listening to it, I was like, yeah, this is kind of cool, you know. You know, five songs in, and then it hit me. I was like, shit, this sounds like, you know, early era Accept to the T, you know. It sounds like something from, like, you know, Restless and Wild, or, you know, those albums. And I was like, you know, because in the beginning, you know, when I went through the first half of the album, you know, it didn't click. I was like,
I fucking
dig this. This is cool. And then, you know, it came to me like a flash of lightning. Man, it sounds just like that old school era of Accept, which is nice, because that sort of thing, Accept doesn't do that anymore. They do something, you know, different. Of course they still do the Accept thing. I mean, it still sounds like Accept what they're doing now, but they're not doing the thing that they did, you know, back in the day with Udo anymore. So it's really cool to hear.
And also Udo don't do so much Accept anymore.
What?
And Udo also don't do Accept so much.
Oh yeah, exactly. So it's really cool. Because
I think now Udo is doing like sometimes a gig or two that is like Accept song, just Accept song, and the rest is like his and the other part of the tour or whatever is just his own work that he done with UDO. I don't remember, because I know one of the band was Accept cover or tribute, and the other one was his own material. Because he, you know, he is like with Dirk Schneider, and the other one is UDO.
Yeah. Well, this band is cool anyway, and it reminded me. But obviously, it's not like a, you know, a copy entirely. I say as I look at their band picture, and it looks just like accept. I take it back. They're pretty much like they're pretty much very much inspired by Accept, but I don't think that's a detriment to their band at all. I think it's you know, I really like bands that, you know, take a style of a particular band that they haven't done in a while, and you know, you know what I'm saying, kind of.
Yeah, like Blazing Stone, for example.
Yeah, definitely Blazing Stone comes to mind, and there was actually, speaking about Blazing Stone, there's a sort of a, there was a band in Finland called Cast Iron a couple of years ago, and they basically played, you know, Gates to Purgatory era Running Wild, you know, that this old school satanic Running Wild stuff, which was,
yeah, because again from Greece there was one band, I forget the name of the band, they also play at Northern Lights, I think was the name of the band. They play also at Muscle Rock 2016. Basically, they're like tribute band to Heavy Load.
Oh, there you go.
And even Eddie Malm, I think, played a couple of songs with them.
Fuck, I must say that, you know, Greece, they seem to have a, you know, a very a huge, like, a traditional metal scene in a way or something.
No, they have a huge metal scene. It's not only traditional metal, because, man, they have a fucking ton of bands from so many different type of metal. Like, you have the traditional new wave of British heavy metal sounds, like I have this tape that was pick of the week, what was called, Witch Curse. They are fucking great. You have more thrashy spirit like Conviction or even Flames, that nowadays is like a German band, but in the beginning they were a Greek band.
Oh, right.
Not In Flames, just Flames. Flames. In Flames is a sucky band from Gothenburg.
Hey, now. They are a sucky band now, but they weren't, all right?
Yeah,
but whatever, I think that, you know, I have no idea about the Greek metal scene, but it always seems to, you know, every once in a while there's a band that comes from Greece that are fucking amazing. I think there was this band that I listened to, I don't remember the name, Battle Roar, something. They played some kind of like epic heavy metal in the style of Manila Road, which I really enjoyed. And there's also a band called Marauder, which is basically like Greek grave digger, which I really enjoy as well. So.
Cheers, guys! I'm drinking vodka.
Cheers! I'm having a Coca-Cola today. So,
well, I'm drinking vodka with water.
Cool. Well, yeah, that was basically what I had for the pick of the week. Yeah, so, White Tower.
But speaking of all that Greek metal, I think we talk quite a lot in our very earlier episode about that, and here I'm gonna put for the topic, because we are also speaking 1 year topic. Mm-hmm. You remember we done a show about metal documentary?
Yeah, we did. That was like a little less than a year ago, I think.
Yeah, and then I spoke about one video that I'm pretty sure you can find it on YouTube. It's called Metal from Hellas.
All right.
It's just explaining the whole metal scene at Greece, all the old school, the new school band, and everything. So it's very good. You can hear a band like Marauder, you said. Spitfighter, they have Flames, I think, inside, Witch Curse, Conviction, and what a lot of band that is a new generation band and old school 80s band in the beginning of 90s.
Man, I really need to check that out, because I don't remember. I really love documentaries, like I said, so I'm gonna check it out. Metal from Hellas.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put it on my watch later list. Oh my god, 1 hour 47 seconds. That's 47 minutes, I mean. But yeah,
it's, well, come on, man. Solemn documentary is like 8 hours.
I haven't seen that one. 8 hours, what? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's a...
Is there even so much to say about that band that you can make it 8 hours?
Dude, they done such a good job because they explain so many stuff from each year. From each year, pretty much. And at one point you're like, how the fuck you remember all that shit, man? You need to be a sober suck to remember all that shit.
Yeah, well,
and like the people who know, Sodom is quite known for drinking a beer too much sometimes. Well, nowadays it's like after the gig, not before the gig, but
well,
after,
I mean,
enjoy the beer.
You know, there's a Swedish saying called "there are degrees in hell," and that basically means, I mean, okay, everyone drinks beer. It's always a question about how much. I think if there ever was a documentary, maybe there is, you're going to have to correct me on this, but if there ever was a documentary about, like, Tankard, that would probably be the shortest documentary in the world. It's like, we started out in 87, 86, I think. We recorded our first demo in 89, I think. you know? Because they were probably like been drinking way more than anyone else.
Yeah. Happy birthday to Tom Angel Reaper. He was he had a birthday yesterday.
Oh.
That is like 19. But speaking about of those short shit is like I remember Ronnie Reaper from Turbocharge because we are friends, and he done video because he like to do like bullshit videos, and he done one video like like an interview with himself.
Okay.
Like ah, how you see blah 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 blah. He's just staying quiet. Shit. And that's it. And that's it.
So
for like
interview for with like oneself. Oh my god.
Yeah. But you know, like the YouTubers, he's standing at one side of the room. After that, moving to the other side. I need to find out and send it to you.
Yeah. All right, so yeah, we're getting into some yeah. We're gonna talk about the show, like we said, and I don't know what should we say. It's been 1 year, and what? Fuck.
Well, don't expect to give you a birthday cake, cause I can't make a cake.
No, I don't want. But if anyone wants to donate to us for our, like a 1 year present, go ahead. We have our Patreon, so just check it out. But yeah, I mean, it's been a year. I mean, technically, our first episode was recorded, you know, a year ago. But you know,
Released. The first episode was released on 11th of February,
and the first episode the episode zero, so to speak, it was
It was a good episode, but the production, all the sound was like, even Mayhem can be jealous about our sound quality.
Yeah, I mean, it was from your end. I think you put too much gain on the microphone, so you just heard like background noises all the time. It was fucking awful. So there was like a, you know, constantly for the entire episode was there was like a buzzing sound on your end, like
the problem was we didn't have a proper, especially I didn't have a proper mic, and I recorded just with my headset that have a inside microphone. And I didn't use any fucking program than Windows recorder for a Windows 7.
Yeah.
So you can imagine how I can control my volume.
Yeah, well, I know, and I think my production wasn't as good as either. I don't know, during the first episode, I don't remember the setup I had, but I think I had exactly the same setup as I have now, which is a regular dynamic microphone on a microphone stand with a pop filter, And I have a Alesis Multimix 4 USB sound driver, which is excellent, by the way. It was a birthday gift from you and Mr. Skyblazer, as a matter of fact.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a really good gift. It has served me well during this year. But I think, I don't remember which, I didn't actually use, because I use Reaper when I record. But during the first episode, I think I used like Audacity or something, which is not the best recording program.
I think the both of us we done like with a recorder. I'm not sure.
Oh, do you know what? I think I actually used like the Windows 7 recorder or something, because I still had the Windows 7 as the OS on my computer, and I think sometime we had been doing a couple of episodes, and then I got myself I bought a key for Windows 10, because I think it was during last year sometime they stopped supporting Windows 7, I think.
I think it's like 2 years ago.
Yeah, it could have been. So I was like way overdue, but you know, I actually found like a key for Windows 10 for like less than 200 crowns. So I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna buy it. And you know, because you don't want to have like a bunch of important files and shit on a computer with an old OS, you know, it's not safe.
Really, I have that.
Yeah. So well, enough about that. But I mean, yeah, from what I remember from the episode, I'm checking our old notes here, and we talked about local metal bands and gigs.
And how we started, basically, to be a metal heads and whatever.
Yeah, pretty much. And I think, for me, it sort of bleeds in with the first official episodes in a bit, because we did some kind of... we did a little bit of, you know, how we got into things in the piracy episode, which was our first official episode. Because we talked about first step into music, it says here, and we said... I don't remember the details, but we talked about that, and we talked about, you know, getting into bands, and we mostly agreed that, you know, it was through, for your case, you heard a lot of your earlier bands on like tape, right? Like tape trading. And for me it was like CDs first, and then it was YouTube that became like the big thing.
Man, YouTube became very long after, very, very late in my lifetime. Because, like I said before, I'm been a rock and metal head for like, 29 years already? since I was 4 years old. And in 92, 93, you didn't have a computer. So I was that generation with the tape trading, recording from the radio station or TV when MTV used to play on music.
Yeah, those were the times.
So and after that, you remember probably when the computer came. It was a little bit luxurious, but man, it was a piracy back in the day. And it was like downloading one song for like a couple of hours.
Yeah. That was how you. You know, I wasn't too much into. I mean, if you want to hear more about this, you can check our first official episode, I guess. I don't want to get too deep into this discussion, because I mean, we'll probably just be repeating things we've already said. But yeah, you know. I think we both agreed during that episode that, you know, piracy was basically the way we found out about a lot of shit. And, I mean, it still rings true to this day, for me at least. I don't know how it is for you, but...
nowadays I don't download so often. Sometimes I download if I cannot find it on the physical format, okay?
Yeah, we don't...
Fuck off.
We don't condone piracy, but
sometimes it's necessary.
Sometimes it is. I mean, there are definitely cases, but overall, I'll say, I mean, if there's a local band, support it in any way you can. Otherwise,
because for example, yesterday at a moment when they played, first of all, I bought the tape. It was like what, €5 or 50 crowns, something like this. And yesterday, I bought the CD. It's like €10. I mean, those guys. That's the future of our music, man. Because like we said on the third part of Maiden, those bands, Maiden, Manowar, Metallica, Exodus, all those bands is like on their last decade, I guess. Because what Slayer is already done.
Yeah.
Morehead, they're dead. All of those old school generation band that me and you and so many other people all over the world is like listening, is they're at their last. I hope they have a lot of steam to continue at least 10 years more. But Maiden is like pushing 70s almost.
Yeah, yeah. But let's get back to talking about our show a little bit. I'm thinking, I actually went through our episodes a little bit and did some statistics because people apparently like when I'm autistic and do stupid things. So because we've been, this is like our 37th episode. Technically 38th episode.
You counted?
Yeah, I've counted everything. But here's the thing, though. We have 6 bonus episodes, so to speak. Or technically it's 4 bonus episodes if you, disregard my solo episodes with Thundering Alone. So
you've done 2 Thundering Alone. I've done 2 interviews.
Yeah.
No, 3 interviews, and one was LG Petrov, I think.
Exactly, the LG episode, and that one I think was probably the most fun to produce. Actually, one of my favorites to do was the LG. As a matter of fact,
for me, was one of most sad one.
Yeah, well, of course it was somber. I'm not saying that it was like, haha, yeah, the LG is dead, fucking hilarious. No, that was absolutely not my point. I'm just saying that, you know, because I've known about the guy, but, you know, and it was sad that he went away, but, you know, I wasn't too familiar with his project. So I had to do, like, you know, a week of studying, basically. And I read passages from the Blood, Fire, Death book, and also, you know, I checked out some interviews and I listened to the band and you got into them. And I got a good idea about, you know, the man and the work that he did. So,
yeah, and like I said, I was very fortunate to know the guy. Well, we wasn't the best buddies, but every time when we met, it was fun. He was such a huge Mel fan. He wasn't this rock star, look at me, I'm driving a Ferrari, fuck off, who are you? You know, every time it's like, hey, okay, cheers, hey man, how's going? You know, start to speak like we know each other for ages.
Yeah, I mean, he was a nice guy, from what I've heard from people, of course. I mean, I never got the chance to, I think I've seen him a couple of times. But I've never, like, interacted with him, as far as I know. I don't know, maybe when I was drunk or something. But, yeah, I mean, it was a sad thing that he definitely had a couple of more years in him. But if you guys want to hear more about that, then check out our LG tribute. It's a great episode, I think. It's, like I said, it's one of my favorites.
It's very sad, but it's a good one.
Yeah, I mean, okay, Daro, it is sad that it happened, but I mean, as an episode, good. So, I mean, you don't have to... I mean...
Speaking of bonus episodes, I done also... I think that was our first bonus episode that I put an old interview, very old, like 4 years ago, With Marty Mizzi from Protector.
Yeah, that was our first bonus, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. I'm actually shaking it here.
And speaking about that, I'm gonna put a little bit spoiler alert. Yesterday I drink with Marty.
All right.
Yeah, and I spoke with him. Someday, I don't know when. I don't have any fucking clue when it's gonna happen. Because they are recording the album, I think it's gonna be around releasing of the album.
Alright.
Mr. Marty Golem Missy gonna be a guest of Metal Brain Fart.
Oh, I really like it when you take these things during our showtime and not beforehand. You fucking idiot.
Yes.
Well, it's great. I love it, but come on, dude. You can't just drop bombs during the show. It's not good content.
Why?
It's not good content, dude.
I like the first reaction, man. I like the first reaction.
This fucking guy.
If it's something bullshit normal, I'm gonna say it on the behind the scene on the prep talk, but if it's
well,
a
one, these surprises are getting tiresome, I think. I really find, but yeah, okay, awesome, but when do you think this will happen? And in and around the release of the new album. So I didn't know they were working on a new one. That's
yeah,
awesome.
They are working on a new album, because you can see on the Facebook, Marty post a picture of working on the new material and the new album, so it's good.
Okay, well, that's awesome. Well, yeah, we'll see how we'll figure that shit out, because our technology is a little bit... we're gonna have to find out a way to do it in a way, because I don't think you can do a phone call freeway phone call.
No, I think... I wish you also to be here, but probably it's gonna be like a single episode with me and Marty just. And
yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Honestly, I don't have any fucking idea.
Well, I don't. I mean, whatever works. I mean, it could be fun if you do an episode with him. I mean, it could be released at one point when I don't know. Or whatever. I mean, I could use a day off. You know, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, or probably you can came around Stockholm. We can sit on the table, drinking beer and recording nonsense. Who knows?
Yeah, we'll see. Because I've been talking with Skyblazer a little bit about doing. We've been talking about doing something together, but I don't know. He's been pretty busy because. One of his bands, one of my ex-bands, Palantir, they're gonna release their new album in the 1st of March, I think it was. So I'm gonna have to talk with them, because we're gonna promote their shit a little bit, play a song from their new album. I think they'll appreciate that. But yeah, we'll see about that. That's in the future. So yeah, I mean, cool, really cool. You really threw me off there. I'm just kidding, dude. But let's see. Yeah, okay, that's awesome. But I really want more guests on our show. But we really gotta figure out this fucking. If there's anyone out there who knows a thing or two about podcasting and recording and whatever, hit me up, because I really want some tips and tricks how we can do this better, because I'm feeling like the way that we do it, should we talk about that, how we do the show, because I don't think we've ever really gone into it.
Well, basically we are first of all, in the beginning we used Skype, but there was some ton of problems with the Skype. You don't hear me, I didn't hear you. Then we moved to Messenger, and everyone record their own track, and then depends who gonna mix it, me or Brewer, send it in the Google Drive, mm-hmm. download it from there, put it on the software that we mixed episode, and that's how we do it. And and also I spoke with the Heavy Metal Hangover. They're doing the same way, except nowadays, I think for around 3 months already, except we are speaking through Skype or Messenger or Viber, we are using normal phone calls.
Yeah, and it's not optimal. But here's the thing, there probably is a way, because I want to do the show because I want to use like sound drops and things, and you know, actually be able to play like the intro before we start and whatever, so that it actually feels like a real show, you know, doing it live in a way. I know there are ways to do it, but I don't know how. But I think the thing is, you need like a proper mixer table for that, because there are like podcast mixer tables I've seen.
Yeah, and they cost like 5,000 crowns.
Yeah,
that is like $500 US dollars.
$500-$600 in and around.
Yeah, and basically we, except that I bought like 2 microphones, so we didn't pay for anything.
Yeah, I mean, this is basically a show on a shoestring budget. So, but I mean, I think. But like I said, if there's anyone out there who listens to our show that know a thing or two about these things, I mean, we could really use the feedback. I mean, because I'm not a professional audio mixer. I'm just a guy that listens to a lot of shit. So I sort of have an idea of how to do these things. But you know, I am basically stumbling through the dark whilst
drunk. Yeah, but again, your production is quite better than mine, because the people out there probably can hear the differences when he's mixing the episode or when I am mixing the episode.
Thank you. That's nice to hear. Thank you.
Well, mine is a very rough mixing, like basically it's cutting the empty part that when we are on the break, putting a song or break song or whatever is break jingle, putting the warning in the beginning, putting the intro, and that's it. And sometimes I put also one of the promotion like from SDI or Violenter or Power From Hell, doesn't matter which one. I need actually to find more bands to do as jingles, promotions.
Yeah. What did you say there last thing? I'm sorry.
This promotion clips, the voice promotion, I need to find more people.
Yeah, we definitely do. And we need to get like the right format for them, because once every while I've like gotten like a file of someone doing a voice thing, and it's in such a weird fucking format, because I think a lot of people like record on their iPhones or something, and it uses like a weird fucking program that you have to like that doesn't
I record it with my phone, but
I'm talking like I've received personally some drops, but the thing is they record it in such a weird fucking format that I have to like go online and like find like a, you know, file converter and something to like be able to like put it into the you know, the audio programs. It's really fucky. So
because for example I receive a couple through Messenger, and like, you know, you cannot download it from a Messenger.
Yeah, so they're only like audio files in the chat. Yeah, I'm
yeah, so what I do is basically put the telephone next to a microphone, so I re-recorded that shit.
Yeah, fucking sucks. Well, should we? We've been going for a while now. Should we take a little break?
Yeah, we are like 45 minutes. So yeah, sure, man. Yeah. This week I don't have anything to play.
Well,
so
I do.
You have, I think.
I do have something to play, and it's actually from this week's new album, and this one is a really kick-ass track, and this one is called Soldiers of Metal, and we'll be awesome. Right back. that was a great release. And awesome. Yeah, during the break I went up to get some coffee and take a piss like I always do, and
I light a cigarette, drinking vodka, and waited for you.
Awesome. You didn't go out for a ciggy?
I light a ciggy.
Oh, okay, that was quick. Yeah. Quick ciggy.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. So we're talking about our show, basically.
We're doing
a show about a show. Yeah, exactly. It's 1 year since we started out officially, and yeah, it,
how the fuck we have the idea is important, I think.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I don't know, because it seems like you have a better idea of this idea than I have, because I feel like I just went along with this thing, because you told me like, oh, we should do a podcast, and I was
because I think we have different stories, man. Because I remember that did I start to live at your old place, or you still living there?
Which of the old places?
Barkaby.
Yeah,
I was living there. You was coming for some vacation. I think it was for a heroin party. Halloween party.
Yeah, that's true. It was Halloween 2020. Must have been.
Yeah. And
That could be right. That could be right, because we started out in 2021.
Yeah. And I was listening to the Heavy Metal Hangover, and what I remember, I told you, hey, man, check this podcast, they're hilarious and whatever. And you say, hey, we can do that. And I was like, yeah, why not? And we started basically to speak, should we? I don't know. Should we? I don't know. And he was like, yeah, why not? We could do that. Okay, we could do that. And a couple of weeks later, the bullshit podcast, Mel Brain Fart, was born.
Yeah.
I think I came with the idea with the name. I don't know.
We were discussing a bit about what name we would go with, but I actually think my first idea was speed metal shit posting, but you didn't like that, and I think I had something other with like heavy metal something, but we wanted a little bit more inclusive name, so we just wanted to have something with metal in it. And I don't remember if it was you or me that came up with Metal Brain Fart. I think it was you. I'll give you the credit anyway.
Yeah, I think it was me as well, because I remember you was something with a shitpost, and I don't know, I was like, I'm not sure, man. And honestly, I don't know how I came with the name, but it was like, why not Mel Brain Fart? Because we have very often brain fart, like probably you can hear in our episode a couple of times. It's like, what was the, fuck, what was the name, you know? You know that name, and you use it like every time, or the band or whatever, but when you are put on spot, you have a fucking brain fart. And
yeah.
That's why I came with the name Mel Brain Fart.
Yeah, it was probably something like that. I mean, it's probably a word that you've used more than I've had, I mean, before doing the show, so probably. But yeah, I mean, it pretty much sums up the thing we're doing, because it is a brain fart, because we have subjects, and at least I do the research for every episode, but it's a free-form show, and that's the way I want it as well. I don't really want to be like autistically going through topics that we have and lists and shit. I mean, it's nice to have them, but you know, in the end, it's good to have a script, but it's better to improvise over that script, I think.
Yeah, that's why I really enjoyed Heavy Metal Hangover, because they're basically... That's what was a couple of ideas that we basically stole from them. It's like, first of all, was pick of the week, because why not to present a new band? And the other one was this.
Well, I mean, let's get real here. It's a completely stolen concept from that podcast.
Yeah, and after that was this free format, like we are on the bar and speaking which to each other. Not like. Yeah, we have some serious episodes like Metallica SDI and Iron Maiden was. I think Iron Maiden was the most serious one.
Well, yeah, probably.
Because it was like a deep research, like 3 hour, three part of 2 hour episode. And
yeah, it was in and around it. I think one of the episodes was a little bit shorter. But yeah, we basically made something around like 4 hours of Iron Maiden content.
Around six, probably. Okay, not six, but at least 5 hours.
Yeah, I think in and around that. But yeah, I mean, and the Metallica episode is probably the longest we've done. It's 2 hours, 45 minutes. I don't think we have anything longer than that. I don't think
Well, technically Maiden is longer, but we decided just to separate on the three different parts.
Yeah, and that was for the best, I think, because, you know, a 4 hour episode, I don't know.
Yeah, we have our content in the up front, because
I personally like long podcasts, but, you know, I'm not most people, so
I don't know, man. I'm enjoying sometimes I enjoy more the long podcast. Yeah, sometimes I prefer like 30 minutes if I'm on the run or something like this. But for example, when I'm at work, and you know, I prefer to listen one or two episodes that is 3 hours than searching every half hour for a new episode of something to listen.
Mm. Well, it depends. It really does.
Yeah, depends on the situation. Because, for example, when I'm on the way to work, I prefer to listen something that is around 40 minutes, just to go from my door to the office.
Yeah. Well, I think that, you know, it's a little bit different now. Once you've become a podcaster yourself, I've noticed that, you know, okay, it's one thing to listen to a 2 hour podcast. Recording a 2 hour podcast, that's a completely different story. And I've noticed during this year that you know doing a podcast for more than 2 hours, it's really draining. It's way more work than one might think, actually.
Yeah, because for 2 hour podcast we are recording basically around 3 hours to 4 hours sometimes.
Yeah, well, I mean, but after edits,
taking breaks and whatever.
Yeah,
you know.
But early days, we did like long as fuck episodes, and I must say, you know, my least favorite episodes. I actually have a couple of. I mean, except for like the first, you know, the pilot episode. But that wasn't a bad episode in the material.
It was just production wise. Yeah. Bad.
But materially, I think the mixtape ones were like the fucking worst to do. They were not like bad episodes, but they were, because they were 2 hours long, and we talk about. We did like this thing where we did like mixtapes. We did like 10 songs each, and we
15 actually.
We themed it around. We had a theme basically, like summer mixtape or drinking. I mean, it was something like that.
Yeah. Right?
And doing those episodes, I remember us getting so fucking tired after a while. And it, you know, it kept on going and going, and I was like, man.
Actually, we need to make a winter mixtape.
Well, okay, not more than, no more than 8 songs though, because I don't want to be
around 15 songs each.
No. You can do that with Missy. That's the episode you can have with Missy.
No, man, you're gonna be here.
No, fuck off. Nah, but I mean seriously, that's too much. That's really too much. Or okay, at least okay, if we're gonna do like 15 songs each, you know, we can't talk about a song for like 10 minutes. We gotta plow through that shit. You know. Yeah. We gotta have some. That's the hard thing about doing a podcast. You know, you gotta try to rein yourself in, which is hard.
Yeah, and came with a topic as well, man.
Yeah, but that's not what I'm talking about. I mean, you know, when you do the show overall, you have to rein yourself in. You know, sometimes you find something that's interesting to talk about and you want to talk about it for like 25
minutes.
Yeah,
like you told me about this metal controversial episode that we done.
Which was one of my favorites. But I think it was one of the longest as well, unfortunately. I don't know. We did like one episode called Dickheads, which...
That's the controversy.
It was, okay. But I think we actually... Didn't we call one episode? No, that was the one. I think you were the one who...
At that time I was editing.
Yeah, okay. So that's...
Because first of the episode I took... most of the job, basically everything. Bru just came, records, sent me the material, and I done all the stuff. But nowadays he's basically the main guy. He's doing all the shit.
Yeah, and I also, for those of you who wondered, I did the outro, intro, and mid tracks. The songs that you hear in the beginning and the end of the show. I did those.
Yep.
And there was quite a bit of work with them. I mean, it wasn't like 4 weeks of hard, grueling work, but, you know, I mean, the songs, I made them up in like 10 minutes each. But, recording in were a little bit, it took a little while.
And nowadays, even the people can definitely know the difference when I'm editing for you, because we have the same music, but a different approach. Cause I'm almost like a crying bitch. Oh, you know, happy. Then I'm editing the podcast. Cause I have this intros. I don't know why you didn't upload the other ones, or you uploaded with a different format that I couldn't open.
Yeah, well, that was basically the time when you put out that episode or. With a bunch of crying over the fucking tracks that I did, I was like, okay, I'm doing the editing now. I basically draw the line in the sand. Okay, I'm doing the editing now. But I mean, I think it's been working out fine, you know, but it's still a little bit hard to, you know, make everything, you know, because I don't want to put too much time, because the episode's got to be out, right? So I just make sure that the levels are all right and... you know, so and that it doesn't blow your ears out. That's the most important part.
And also to not, you need to just a little bit to make it louder, because man, I can't hear anything when I'm on the moped and with a headset.
Yeah, I mean it's hard to find the right level, I guess.
I think it's better to be a little bit louder, because you can turn the volume down, but. When you are to a maximum, you cannot go more. You can't go to 11.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a little bit hard. And like I said, for you out there, if there's anyone out there who can help us with our audio problems, I'm all ears. Just send away a message on our Facebook or email. We have our links, you know, check out our link tree. Because, like I said, I really need help with this. I'm just an amateur. And I don't really know
we are two chimps that is basically recording bullshit. That's it.
Yeah,
we're not pro. One of my favorite, I think, was SDI, man. It was fun to do that.
Yeah, it was a good one. It had a nice balance between informative and funny. Maybe it wasn't funny, but it, you know, we had at least fun doing it.
Yeah, it was like informative and also like free format, because the both of us like the band, and it was quite easy to do because they have like four albums and one demo and two and one EP plus one semi-official DVD.
Yeah, there was
it was easy.
Yeah, sorry. This episode is going to be fun to edit, by the way, because we're talking in each other's mouths again. I guess we're a little too excited today on our first birthday.
Yeah, pretty much. But I think it's not going to be so hard because we have one episode that was quite okay, but I really hate it because there was some problem and the tracks was basically... We couldn't synchronize the timing because we also talk non-stop overall.
Yeah, that's the thing, because sometimes we're a little bit excited, like a little bit giddy, like we are today, and then we'll talk in each other's mouths, and you know, I mean, that's unfortunate, but that's why I need to find another way to do this, because I really hate it, you know, when it works, this thing, you know, lining up the two tracks, when it works and it's fine. And when it doesn't work, it's like fucking misery.
Yeah, because the both of us, I think, the both of us tried to fix that problem and we couldn't.
Yeah, it's, yeah, but whatever, technical things aside, yeah, the SDI episode, it was really great. And actually, I think since we deleted our pilot episode, it's like one of the most listened to.
Yeah,
that and the interview with Eternal Evil are like,
yeah, but the thing is I think it's because it's a little bit clickbait, this SDI.
Clickbait, why?
Because when you're searching for a song that I know is, because you know, I'm not using Spotify in my life. I'm using it just when I'm DJing at the club.
Yeah.
And I was searching for SDI Mega Mosh, and then the episode came up.
All right, okay. Well, yeah, but you were still editing and putting up the episode, so you were probably like, had an idea.
No, I didn't have, man. I just decided, hey, what is the most famous song of SDI? Mega Mosh, okay, SDI Mega Mosh. And then it came like a clickbait. I didn't have any fucking idea that it's gonna came like
okay,
this.
Okay, well, that's cool. that's cool that you didn't even think about it like that, because I sort of like, I would imagine that you were like, had an idea about, but whatever. I think, but didn't Reinhard put out like a link to our show?
Yeah, on Facebook, he... Or he done like twice a link to our show that we are speaking about SDI.
Yeah.
But also, not only Reinhard, Methane, that there was a pick of the week, and we also have, I think, a promo from them. They do the same. They put the link for our show.
That's cool.
Nikolai Atanasov, that is the guitarist of Agent Steel, when we spoke, when Agent Steel was my pick of the week, he put a link. Also, Vogvostok put a link. So we have some promotion as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's sort of a situation where we scrub their back and they scrub ours, in a way. And I think that's a great relationship to have, you know, because we're not a huge podcast in any means. I mean, we don't really have the budget to be bigger than we could be. But I mean, I think it's fine. And the people who like us, you know, I don't meet too many people at all as things are now, because of, you know, I think a lot of people know why I don't meet people, because there was like this thing 2 years ago that came over the entire world. But you know, when we had our first live show, I actually met people that liked our shit, which was a little weird because I actually tried to get some of my friends into our show, and some relatives tried to listen to my show, but you know, it wasn't for them.
Yeah, because we're swearing a lot, probably, as well.
Yeah, I mean, it is that I've heard, because there's a little bit older people that I know, like relatives in the family and whatever. And they're like, yeah, it's nice that you're doing a show, but do you have to swear? It's like, fuck yeah, we have.
Yeah, man, it's our show, so
we are putting like a warning sign in the beginning. Almost every time, if you don't forget, we put every time.
Well, I mean, we are explicit, because whenever I upload it from Anchor FM, I put it under explicit. So
yeah,
I mean,
and also we are putting explicit content on the server, so...
Yeah, I mean, I think people know. I mean, that might be one of the reasons why we aren't as big either, because we sort of limited ourselves to a grown-up audience. But you know, I can't really compromise with how I talk. You know, because whenever, I mean, I can try to not swear and shit, but you know,
dude, I can, man. I mean, I tried, like, before we started the show, I was like, hey, probably we should do it PG-13. And I was like making like a prop talk to myself, you know, to the mirror, like in the movies.
Yeah.
Dude, I can't say one fucking sentence without say fuck.
Yeah, well,
honestly,
as far as I remember, I was actually the one who didn't want to go PG-13. I think it was you that wanted to go PG.
I wanted to, but after that I was like, should we do PG-13? And he was like, nah. I was like, yes.
Dude, I actually think that when we recorded our pilot episode, I actually dropped the F-bomb, and you were like, okay, we're not doing a family-friendly show then. So,
yeah.
I have a vague memory of that, at least.
I don't remember, man, because at that point I wasn't a DJ at Freya's Mangio, and we recorded it Friday, so... Friday after work, I'm drunk as fuck and trying to record a show. Do you think I remember?
I think you were DJing before.
No, I start to be DJ at Fresmangio around May. In mid,
really?
Of May.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
Really, really.
Why we gonna record Friday when I'm DJing Kurs Saturday?
Well, I don't know. I just had this idea that you were doing this DJ thing.
I started later. I started later.
Well, what do you know? You know, these 2 years, man, they mix together in a way. I mean, I'm 2020 till today. You know, I can't keep them apart really, because they basically feel like the same year in a way. Like a long fucking year. Yeah, but I guess that's been true for most people out there. But
I'm glad that at least I'm fortunate to live in Stockholm, and Freya's Mangio, we've done so many gigs. Doesn't matter if it's a small band, man. But at least keep my sanity, because otherwise it's too much. I mean, 2 years without any fucking gig or whatever.
Yeah, it's been rough for the most part. Even for me, I mean, it's a little bit boring when you can't really go and
do anything.
That's the thing. I mean, sure, I mean, I can go and visit people. I mean, I'm fine with that. But now it's like, there's like not a thing to do whenever you visit someone. You know what I'm saying? You know, if I come up to visit you, we're just basically just sitting at your place watching Top Gear and drink beer, you know. It's like,
not Trailer Park Boys
or Trail, you know. I mean, it's fine, it's fun, but you know, you want to do something, but you can't. That's kind of, it's
definitely
been kind of boring, you know. But as
definitely
things are looking now, they seem to be like, at least in Sweden, they are you know, cutting down on the restrictions or whatever. So I mean,
I think they lift all the restrictions.
Yeah, I think they are on that track now. So basically, we're going back to normal slowly but surely. But that's not the case for all. That's not the case for all countries.
No. I'm pretty sure they lifted the restriction like 2 weeks ago. But anyway, because I'm gonna say it again, we was fortunate to live in light restricted country like Sweden, because at least, yeah, it's a small band, but at least you have a gig. Imagine to live in some country like Australia or New Zealand, that basically you cannot go outside.
Or Germany, for that matter.
Yeah.
Well, let's not get too deep into the COVID thing, because we might be shut down by Spotify. So,
yeah.
Do you have any I mean, I've said like the worst episodes that I've done, but do you have any like episode that you find? I mean, not like a bad topic, but you know, an episode that you thought sucked doing, you know.
Fire and Ice.
Really? Oh yeah, because yeah. That was like the first. No, it was the second one of this year.
Yeah. It was the second one after our show, and we was dead at my place.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh yeah, well, and we basically. It's like, I don't know, I started to make some research, and we were so unprepared, it was like, fuck.
We did also, during that time, we did our top 10 favorite albums, which was fine, actually. A fine episode to do.
That I hated to rank favorite albums.
You hated that one, top 10 favorites.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to rank, to make a ranking of my favorite albums, because... I have so many albums, man.
But we didn't rank them. We just picked out
yeah,
10
but at
albums.
Least, yeah, 10 albums. I have.
I mean, maybe you ranked them, but I told you before recording that, okay, these are like
no,
10
no,
albums
we,
that we like.
We don't rank, but I to cut it to 10 albums. That's what I mean.
Yeah, yeah, of course. But we had some rules on that, I guess. But
yeah.
We should have done... We should have done like a top 20 now that I think back about it. We could have done like 10 in one episode and then 10 for another episode. But
it's good that we didn't make top 10 of the year or whatever bullshit.
No, but we did like an albums of 2021, but that was like
yeah, but a loose. It's like yeah, it's not like that's my top one of the year.
Nah, exactly.
It was like. A brief visit of the year, what was released the past year, and that was...
Yeah, I think it was pretty fun to do, because it's nice to go back and, you know, look back on the year as... Because at least I try to listen to as much new shit as possible, and I don't know how I did, and I don't know if there's... statistics. I have lost FM, but I don't know if I can't see how many new tracks I found out about, but yeah, whatever. I mean, it was a pretty decent year last year. It was a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah, especially the live gig.
Yeah. So we talked a little bit about how we started, and we talked about some of our episodes that we've done, and I'm thinking maybe we should talk a little bit about the future, like hopes and dreams and the plans for the future, maybe like give the audience a little bit of a, you know, what should I say, not a sneak peek, but it's sort of like give people an idea of what we have in mind and what we would like to do,
like a spoiler alert.
Yeah, if you want to call it that, but yeah, I'm just thinking.
Oh, I dropped the bomb for 2 weeks in a row. One is gonna be live performance again at Coops Freak Mangio.
Yeah.
The other one is gonna be Marty Mitzia's guest. Eventually, I don't know. Probably. We could do live gig at some festival if you're going to Muscle Rock or whatever.
Are they doing Muscle Rock?
Yes.
They okay. They are. Yeah, I have no idea. Basically,
yeah,
whenever I talk whenever I talk to you and my buddy from the south of Sweden, that's the only time I get my metal news. I at least know that I think Sweden Rock is going to be off this year, so...
What? Probably to have more guests, not only Marty.
Yeah.
And again, we are not going to try to change the format to be more strict or whatever. Again, we're going to have some loose topic like today, speaking nonsense.
Yeah.
With some kind of topic, and also we're gonna have some serious topic, but it's not gonna be like Today we are speaking about new wave of British heavy metal. In this episode we gonna cover year one. On next episode we are gonna cover year two.
Yeah, no.
We are gonna, that's one of the topic that we are boiling for a long time, and I don't know when we gonna pull the trigger. We tried once, but his end was fucked up. So, and also we wasn't very well prepared.
No, we wasn't. But I think we did some good. It was sort of like a prelude episode in a way. But we didn't release it because it didn't sound good. So, but I mean, we'll get into it at one point. But it won't be. I don't think our show is about, you know, deep analysis shit. I think that's why we have Thundering Alone, which, by the way, I am working with it. It's a lot of shit to do. I don't know how long it will be, but
what up, everybody? How you guys doing?
Oh, what today? A second!
Oh, what the fuck?
Fucking bullshit, man!
What the fuck?
Sorry, guys.
What the fuck is that, dude?
Brody is gonna have some fun time to edit the episode. All right. So thanks for technical difficulties and to a poltergeist that I have in my fucking home. We need to cut this episode a little bit earlier, but once again, thank you from the bottom of our heart for listening to our bullshit. Don't forget to subscribe, and please, guys, tell to a friend, just so we can grow up a little bit our audience. And you always can follow us and like us at www.facebook.com/mailbrainfart.podcast. It's gonna pop up there. You have a link for all our media, that is like even Patreon if you want to donate something. But also we have a link tree for Fraxmangel, Coop Fraxmangel. We have a link tree for Metal Madness production that we are a part of, and all of the goodies. Sometimes we post there some pictures and funny stuff, but most of the time just listening to our episode and you're gonna hear what we think about it. Till then, stay tuned or be doomed.